Hi, this is Ken Kennedy. This is Kenzo's Autonomous Zone, episode 171 for Thursday, August 10th, 2017, and day 10 of the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge 2017. So, we're moving along. Heck, we're like basically a third of the way done. That's kind of crazy. I'm insanely far behind on, I think I'm in, I'm in August 5th, I'm like 5 days behind. I'm cranking through them, and I'm not listening to anything else, but good Lord, it's going to take me forever. I just need some big, long, half days of listening. Fortunately, I'm not doing a lot of driving right now. Next Wednesday and Thursday, I'm going to be driving to Atlanta and from Atlanta for work, and I'll get probably four and a half to five-ish hours each way of podcasting there. But geez, that's barely, that'll like catch up a day pretty much or make a day. But I just gotta do more during the day. I actually don't listen to podcasts very much during the day. I know there are several people that do. I can listen to music, I knew my work, but I can't listen to podcasts. It's like there's something like it pulls me away. I either have to pay attention to the podcast or pay attention to what I'm doing. So it's like not a perfect thing for me. So I don't actually listen to them much during the day. I listen to them like when I'm running. I listen to them when I'm in the car. You know, I listen to them whenever I can on a given day, but I'm just not having enough of that time right now to catch up. But we're going to do our best. So. Anyway, tonight is another basically audible. I just thought about this because a couple of days ago, I used it and it was pretty cool. And then it just popped in my head. I'm like, I should talk about this. And some people are going to think it's, oh yeah, this is just a thing, or you may even know about the specific thing. But I knew about the general nature of it, but I did not know about this specific service, and I thought it was pretty cool, and it worked really well for me. So I thought I'd talk about it. It's called privacy.com, and it's basically one time slash limited time credit card withdrawals or debits or whatever. It's a way to create virtual credit cards. And I know this sounds like a public service announcement. And guess what? I am going to give out, just to let you know, I am going to give out a code at the end that's going to be valuable to you, but it's not going to be valuable to me. I'm actually going to give you one that they encourage you to give out, this code that you get $5 and the other people get $5, but I don't even give out that code. I'm giving out the code that I used when I first heard about this, which probably still works and just gives you some money. So this is not a thing for me. This is a thing because I think it's really cool. And I have no idea, for those of you who are in like Canada and stuff, I don't know if this works internationally or not. I guess you could just try privacy.com and see what happens. But so the website is called privacy.com. And they do like virtual/one-time credit cards. So basically what you do is you create an account, you set everything up, you bind I'm pretty sure you have to bind like a checking account to it. I don't think it will bind to a credit card or anything, another credit card, probably because of the way credit cards work and stuff. So you bind your credit card to it. But I mean, so it does a lot of different things. And it's pretty freaking cool. I used it for the first time this past weekend. I had created the account maybe a month ago. Those of you I know, at least like Dave Schlesher listens to Cord Killers, and Brian Brushwood on Cord Killers mentioned it as a sponsor for Modern Rogue, which is another like a YouTube channel that he's on. And so I went and checked it out, and I thought it was pretty cool, and I created an account because you get a little bit of free money when you create the account. And I hadn't really used it until then. And then I was trying to buy actually signed a first edition of Charlie Strauss's new book from Scotland, from the bookstore that he recommends you use. I think it's Trans Real Fiction. And they're very cool. They were like, no problem, I'll send it to you. What do you want? Blah, blah, blah. And they sent me this PayPal invoice. And I probably click on the PayPal invoice. I do all the stuff. I'm like, and the PayPal invoice says, we can't do this. And you need to contact PayPal support to figure it out. And I was like, well, maybe I can wait till tomorrow. So I tried it the next day. And I tried it like 3 days after that. I tried PayPal support. They actually have a phone number. But I sat on hold. It was like calling, you know, the cable company. I sat on hold for like 25 minutes and just hung up. It was like, but so this PayPal invoice, near as I could tell, was never going to fly. And so I emailed the guy back and I was like, I'm sorry, I'm not ignoring you. I've been trying to pay this invoice, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, well, he sent me an email back. He's like, I understand the problem. PayPal can be weird sometimes. And apparently they are weird sometimes. You know, because it was overseas and I was buying the British version of the book because it was $2, $3 cheaper and I didn't care than the American version of the book. So it must have tripped one of their flags or something. Woo. But he's like, well, you can use a credit card, but you'll have to send me your credit card number. He's like, you should probably send the number in one email and then send like your expiration date in another email and then send the 3-digit code in another email and then I can use a credit card. And I was like, ooh, I don't want to do that. And then I remember this secrecy thing. And I'm like, oh, let me try this out. I'm like, let me go look at it. I may be able to use this thing and then I can just use that for you. And so I went and tried it out and I hadn't even really messed with it until that point. So this is just a couple of days ago. So the way it works is once you, I think at that point I had bound, you create an account, you bind some sort of payment to it, you know, like a checking account or something. Then you create cards. And the goal here is to create cards for – there's two different ways of doing it. They have two different kinds of cards. One is a merchant-bound card and one is a one-time burner card. So the merchant card, you would do something like – let's say you want to – because one of the things that happens, and it's happened to me multiple times before, is let's say I – and playing World of Warcraft. And I give Blizzard a credit card for World of Warcraft and they pay, you know, they charge $15 a month to it, blah, blah, blah. And it basically happens forever and it's buried in the 40 or 50 other charges that are on your credit card that month and you just kind of forget about it. I mean, and you stop, you know, you're not playing very much and you know, you're, and even occasionally you think, man, I really should, cancel my World of Warcraft account. And then you just forget about it again before you don't go to the website and you don't think about it. With this card, you can do all sorts. So like if you create a, when you create a merchant, so there's a merchant card. So when you go in and create a new privacy.com card, let's say you create a merchant card. A merchant card is bound to the merchant, I guess by some sort of merchant ID or something, the first time there's a charge to it. And at that point, only that merchant can make charges of that card. So if somebody gets that card, somebody breaks into Blizzard's website and like steals, you know, their credit card information, if they have it in the clear, even if they have it, the only way they could bill to that card would be a billing that would actually go to Blizzard anyway, because that's the only one that's going to be validated. Then there's another option within that that says, okay, I'm going to limit the amount of money that this card can charge either on a daily basis or a monthly basis or a yearly basis or a total basis. So let's say you say, I'm going to try out World of Warcraft. But I know I'm a goofball and even though they're going to give me a 30-month free trial, and then I'm going to play it for, you know, I'm going to play it for that first 30 days, and maybe I'll even play it for the second month, but then after that, I'm probably going to forget about it. But then I'm going to let them charge me for 2 or 3 months, like I have done with Audible, I've done with Blizzard, I've done, I mean, there's so many things that I have done that with. You can say, listen, this card that I'm giving, that I'm creating for this, has only a $15 or a $30 charge maximum. You can also do it per, like I said, per month or per day or whatever, or per year. But you can also say, this is the, you know, this card only, once there's been $30 charged to it, it doesn't take any more charges. It just, the card is invalid at that point. You know, and then at that point, you know, and maybe you're not even playing World of Warcraft at that point, but then you get an email from Blizzard and they're like, oh, your card is, you know, invalid. There's something wrong with the card. Go and fix your card. Right. And then you remember and you're like, oh shit, let me go in and take that card out of my, and cancel my Blizzard account and take that card out. So, you know, it gives you an amount of flexibility there as well. It's pretty cool. Then the other type of card is what's called a burner card. And that's like a one chart. That's what I used with Transreal Fiction. Is what I did is I created this burner card, and a burner card, literally one transaction can go through it. You can set like an amount. So I set an amount like $10 more than I thought the, because it was in British pounds, you know, I set an amount that was like $10 more than I thought it was going to be. But I made it a burner card. And what I did is I sent him the first eight digits of the card in one email, the second eight digits and the date and the, three digit or CVC or whatever it is code on the back, and a second email, kind of broke it up a little bit, but literally that card is only usable for one transaction. As soon as one transaction goes through that card, like 2 minutes later or whatever, that card is invalidated. So he got the information. He put the charge through. Charlie Strauss's new book is on his way to me, and that card is already invalidated. I don't have to do anything else. It's already gone. So it's super cool. I mean, that's like, and they have like at very least a Chrome extension. So you can actually like build an extension into where you can like click on it and like build the card on the fly. If you're in a payment page for a particular site or whatever, I haven't used that or anything. I just created the card and copied and pasted everything. But, that's cool as well. It's like, you know, so it's very flexible in terms of using it for, one-time payments on the internet at a, you know, you're not like a dodgy, like, you know, you're doing anything crazy, but you're like, maybe I don't know if, you know, this isn't like ThinkGeek or, you know, certainly Amazon or even, you know, Slashdot or anything like that. You're at this site and you're like, I've never bought anything from these guys before, but I, you know, and using a credit card, you're fairly safe, but at the same time, I don't want to have to like, you know, cancel my card, do all this stuff over. And just create one of these one-time cards and literally use the one-shot burner deal. And it's like, pff, that card is gone. And then the final thing that's cool about it is there's a privacy perspective. And it seems weird at first, but then it seems sensible. It's like, so the privacy.com people, they already know everything about you, but they already have a connection to you. They have a connection to your, you know, to your bank account or whatever. So, you know, they're confident they know who you are. But what that means is that they no longer have to be, they no longer have to, what they do in effect is, when you're, you know, when normally when you're paying with a credit card, you have to put in your name and your address and your zip code and all that stuff. And all that gets matched up by the credit card company to make sure that somebody hasn't stolen the card number but they don't have your address or they don't have your name or whatever. But since these cards are so limited, they're either a burner card that's a one-time thing or they're a card that's for one merchant. What privacy.com lets you do is you can put in whatever, you don't even have to, at their site, you don't even put in a name or a number or a zip code or anything like that. Literally, you create the credit card and all it has is a number, it has a date, and it has the three-digit code. And then when you go to another site and put it in, let's say you decide you want to get Hulu. And you're going to use this card for it. You put enough, you say, okay, I'm going to create a merchant card. You know, it's going to be $12 a month or whatever Hulu is, blah, blah, blah. Then they give you a number and they give you a date, you know, an expiration date and a 3-digit code. But then you could go to Hulu and you can use that number and date and 3-digit code, but you could say any name you wanted. You could say Charlie Brown, 123 Donut Street, you know, Schenectady, New York, you know, zip code 02134. And that's a Easter egg for those of us who are fairly old. 02134. And it would validate because they, you know, if they get that set of numbers, they're pretty certain that it came from you. And so they just validate any name, any number, any, you know, address and any zip code. And so now that, and as soon as Hulu makes a payment on that, it's locked, you know, if it's a merchant card, it's locked to Hulu. And then Hulu is the only merchant that can ever make a charge to that. And you can set it, you know, so it, you know, expires at the end of a year or, you know, whatever. But so it gives you a privacy aspect too. So it's pretty cool. I've rambled on about it, but I thought about the fact, I was thinking about it since I used it the other day, and it's like, it's actually kind of cool. You know, also you can go through and you can look, you know, if you have all these throwaway one-time cards and but you can delete them anytime if you want to, like, oh, this one, I'm about to invalidate it. You can do that. And then that way, if you have some, you know, if you have the, you know, stereotypical AOL.com, subscription that you just cannot, you know, you cannot get AOL to stop charging you for it. You can just delete the virtual card that they are billing. And then they're like, hey, we don't have anything to bill you. You know, we have any way to bill you anymore. We're going to turn off your account. You're like, okay, that's fine. That's what I've been trying to do for 2 months. You know, so no problem. So that's another aspect to it. So it's pretty cool. I really like it. And again, like I said, it's kind of a public service announcement sort of thing. I actually thought it was cool. It's a nifty bit of nerditude. And at the same time, I think it's a cool thing that kind of gives some, you know, privacy and, you know, power back to people. But also, if you use the promo code, and again, this is not a promo code for me, this is a promo code for you. But if you do, instead of doing privacy.com, if when you first go to the website, you do privacy.com/rogue, R-O-U-R-O-G-U-E. Rogue. Yeah, R-O-G-U-E. As for the Modern Rogue, this was something I think I mentioned before. I got it off of Chord Killers. Brian Brushwood from Chord Killers has another show called The Modern Rogue. And this, I think this is one of their sponsors, but he mentioned it on Chord Killers. But if you use privacy.com/rogue, you will get a $10 credit when you create your account. And once you've bound a banking account to it or whatever, you get a $10 credit. And at first because it creates a card by default when you go through that process. And it looked to me like that $10 credit was bound to the first card. And that first card is bound to the Modern Rogue's, their website, like their site where they sell stuff. And I thought, oh, that's kind of, yeah, I was like, that's fine. Cause I actually ended up buying something from their website, but I was like, that's kind of janky that they give you $10, but they don't really give you $10. But turns out that's not the case because I hadn't spent that $10 yet when I bought the, Charlie Strauss's novel, and that $10 credit got jumped over because it looked like it was only for that card, but that's just, I guess, the way the user interface looked because it was just basically a $10 credit. The first time I used a burner card for the Charlie Strauss novel, you know, instead of being, it was $39 getting it, you know, buying it and getting it shipped to the US was like $39, but I ended up only paying $29 because that credit got applied to it. So it worked fine. So yeah, you basically get $10 of free money if you set up an account. So I encourage you to at least check it out or think about it because it seems like a good way to solve some of the problems that, you know, happen to people all the time on the internet with, you know, credit cards getting sneached and stolen and all that stuff. So, yeah, privacy.com. It's pretty cool. And at privacy.com/rogue is the promotional URL that'll give you $10. So that's it for today. That's Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, and the URL is kenzoid.com. My email address is kkennedy@kenzoid.com, and you can find all my other social media stuff at kenzoid.com. It's all down the side. It's all there, so everything's good. So, this podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution share alike, version 3.0 US, and we will talk to you tomorrow. So hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you then. Bye.